Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You see, we are on this journey of faith, where obstacles, good and not so good, challenge us. Hear this reading that I found. I've had it a long time, and I actually had it up for a while. I have it on a piece of construction paper. But it's written during the season of Lent, and it's about life's journey. Do not undermine your worth by comparing yourself with others. It is because we are different that each of us is special. Do not set your goals by what other people deem important. Only you know what is best for you. Do not take for granted the things closest to your heart. Cling to them as you would your life, for without them, life is meaningless. Do not let your life slip through your fingers by living in the past, nor for the future. By living your life one day at a time, you live all the days of your life. Do not give up when you still have something to give. Nothing is really over until the moment you stop trying. It is a fragile thread that binds us to each other. Do not be afraid to encounter risks. It is by taking chances that we learn how to be brave. Do not shut love out of your life by saying it is impossible to find. The quickest way to receive love is to give love. The fastest way to lose love is to hold it too tightly. In addition, the best way to keep love is to give it wings. Do not dismiss your dreams. To be without dreams is to be without hope. To be without hope is to be without purpose. Do not run through life so fast that you forget not only where you have been, but also where you are going. Life is not a race, but a journey to be savored each step of the way. You see, life is a journey. And there are outward and inward struggles and challenges and obstacles that we are on. God works through those challenges, those obstacles, both inside and outside. God works through those challenges. And God will do a new thing in our life when we trust God to hold us in God's wings. Look at this picture that I found, the warmth and shelter under wings. This is a picture that has been drawn by a German or a Jewish person, and it's called Seed Corn Not Be Ground. It really spoke to me about the hen and being under God's wings. God gathers us close. God gathers us closer than we can ever imagine. In the challenges of our life, in the obstacles that we are placed on, the good and the not so good, God gathers us like a hen gathers her brood. And God gathers us so close that we know not that we have ever been left alone. The challenges we have in life are tough as we are on this journey of faith and journey of life. But the great news is that God holds us. Think about your challenges and your obstacles. And as you do, listen to this song. Name is Tracy Chapman. This was done in 1988, and the song is called Why.
Thank you. enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? 'Cause love is hate and war is peace. No is yes and we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. They tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. And why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? 'Cause love is hate. War is peace, no is yes, and we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon, when the blind remove their blinders and the speechless speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? And there's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? When they're aimed to kill, why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? 'Cause love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, and we're all free.
Challenges and obstacles. Why in this world? Why in this world do we let the challenges and the obstacles of our life get in the way? We need to face them, to stay on the journey, to be on the journey together. Jesus didn't run and hide. Why didn't he? He knew he was going to be going to Jerusalem and be killed. He tells us that in the text. He knows that. He could have run away, but he didn't. He doesn't run and hide. Think about some of your obstacles, some of your challenges. Do you run and hide from them? Or do you stand up on the journey that we are on and follow through, knowing that God holds us in God's arms? Like a hen holds her chicks under the wings, giving us love and strength. Yet sometimes our journey is hard. And sometimes our journey is easy. But the good news about all of this is we are never alone. So why? Why don't we stand up for injustice? Why do we let people get hurt in their own homes? Why do we fight? Those are all questions that are on our journey, the challenges that we have. On this journey of faith, don't dismiss your dreams. Live with hope. Don't run through life so fast that you forget where you've been and where you're going. It's not a race, this life that we're on. It's a journey. And it's a journey that calls us in love. May your journey be like the picture, being held so close by God that we know we are loved. Trust God. Trust God. Join me on this journey of our obstacles and our challenges, both good and bad, and good and not so good. But know that our arms under God's wings, being loved. And what a great, wonderful thing that is. Thanks be to God. Amen.